I wanted to make sure that we had someone from Louisiana because there's a tropical storm, Cindy, that needs to be taken authority over. And it looks like that the National Weather Bureau is saying that it could cause torrential rains and they could cause flooding. And so it looks like Louisiana and Texas, you are the ones who have habitational authority, and you can take authority over that. So, and move that storm out to sea or someplace that doesn't hit people. We've done it so much with tornadoes. And if you live in Oklahoma and Texas, you know about doing that. And so this is Texas and Louisiana particularly. I'm not sure if Florida's or Mississippi's involved, but for sure Louisiana and Texas. So it's great to be back with you guys, and I want to thank every single one of you who joined us, and your voice was heard in Jerusalem. I particularly held my phone out when you were naming your states, and I thought, these voices are going right here in Jerusalem. Of course, the best thing is they go up to heavenly Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Got a lot of things that we need to pray about today regarding Israel. Jared Kushner, who is the son-in-law and senior advisor to U.S. President Donald Trump, and I'm reading this from the Jerusalem Post today, arrived in Israel today, and one of his first stops was the home of the Malka family, who lost their daughter Hadass in a terror attack in Jerusalem last week. According to reports in Hebrew media, Kushner conveyed President Trump's personal condolences and asked to be briefed on the visit. Kushner is in the country, along with Special Envoy Jason Granblatt, to try to promote Trump's plan for a peaceful solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now, that's just a news item in the Jerusalem Post. Here is an op-ed from Caroline Glick, and she writes, "The homes of the terrorists who murdered Border Police Officer Hadass Malka on Friday evening are now bedecked with Fatah flags and banners reading, 'Our Heroes.' Far from condemning the terrorist attack, Palestinian Authority Chairman and Fatah leader Mahmoud Abbas and his comrades are condemning Israel, its security forces. They allege obscenely committed a war crime when they killed the three terrorists to stop the rampage. The only reason that these actions are not enough to warrant the U.S. and the rest of the West, not to mention the Israeli left, treating Fatah slash PLO as the terrorist group they are and have always been, is because doing so would require them to stop play-acting at peacemaking. So my point today is, this is all another play act. Thank God Jared Kushner is going to the home of the young lady who was the border policeman and was killed by the terrorists. So we don't want this administration involved in play acting of peace processes that will come to nothing. They've never come to anything. They won't come to anything. But we know in Joel chapter 3, the Lord warns those who try to divide his land that he will take them to judgment. So we want Jared Kushner's eyes to be open. We want him not to be, I believe he's going to be there 3 days. Today was the first day. Of course, it's evening over there now. We want him to be open-eyed and not to be fooled by Mahmoud Abbas, who is the head of the PLO, Palestinian Authority, and that's AKA PLO. He wrote as his thesis when he graduated college is that there was no Holocaust. He's not even supported by the Palestinian people. They more favor Hamas. So any negotiations that Israel would have with him would be nothing. I wrote in my blog sometime while I was in Israel that President, and I found out it's the truth. I asked Moshe Ya'alon. Moshe Ya'alon was the defense minister under and the number two man to Benjamin Netanyahu. Years ago, through some kind of a fluke, God caused him to be friends with me. So whenever our group goes over, our group from Israel, and he met with us, he's one of the top men in intelligence. and he is going to run for prime minister. Moshe Ya'alon confirmed to me, I asked him, I said, I heard this, and then I heard that it wasn't true, that when President Trump was in Israel, he confronted Mahmoud Abbas and screamed at him and said, you deceived me in Washington. You told me that you were a partner for peace, and now I find out that you support and finance terrorism. So I asked Moshe Ya'alon, General Moshe Ya'alon, is that true? Did Donald Trump scream at him? He said, yes, it's true. So now we need Jared Kushner to scream at him. We need Jared Kushner not to be taken in and what Caroline Click calls play acting at peacemaking. So we're going to lift that up in prayer at the same time. Something that sides in with that, the Knesset, which is the Israeli parliament, on Wednesday, that would have happened just today, took one more step toward the de facto annexation of the West Bank. The West Bank is Judea and Samaria. It is the mountains of Israel. And if you got that book that I wanted you to get, The Mountains of Israel by Norma Archbold, it explains that what is biblical Israel is in the mountains of Israel, which are now called by the world the West Bank. So what the Knesset needs to do is annex the West Bank, annex Judea and Samaria, the very places that are on the, have been, I hope not now, on the table for the peace process. So let us pray right now about this. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto Jared Kushner the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him regarding the will of God, spoken so much, Father, written so much, Father, written in the Word, that you have given them this land, that you call them back to this land. Father, in the name above every name, we call for and we ask for bravery on the parts of our leaders that you have given us. We pray first of all for our president, Donald John Trump, his family, of which Jared Kushner is a member, all the administration of the United States of America, our senators, our congressmen and women, our Justice Department, the newest justice, Lord. We lift them all up to you for wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. O Lord, we tried to get the information to them. We have to believe, Lord, that you got information to them. And Father, in the name above all names, we do ask you that the United States of America, we have Canadians online, that our countries do not make a mistake in forwarding and going on with play acting at peace, but that we move strongly in the name above all names. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would speak in Jared Kushner's ear and in the ears of his father-in-law, our president, and that they would stand strong and recognize that Mahmoud Abbas is a terrorist, the head of terrorists. No, Israel has no partner for peace. In the name above all names, God, you've been so wonderful that when it even looked like that the nations would, our nation, and even Israel, would give away what you don't want given away, you've moved every time. And oftentimes through the refusal of the persons in the to take what is offered. So, Father, we expect you to move. I believe Jared Kushner is probably at the King David Hotel where we were just last week. I put my spirit in that place right now as he's getting ready to go to sleep, that you, Father, would give him dreams in the nighttime. It is written in Job 33 that you do so, that you give men dreams in the nighttime to keep them from stepping off into the pit. Lord, we do not want our nation to step off into the pit. And we're asking you to do this for us. In Jesus' lovely, matchless, and wonderful name. I thank you so much, dear God, for being with us on our trip to Israel. I thank you, dear Father, for the opportunity to be a part of that Knesset prayer breakfast. We had in that Knesset prayer breakfast, and it actually was a two-day affair. One of the days, there were 500 people from 58 nations that were asked to come to this prayer breakfast. About 100 or more of us are what you call founders, because they want this to go on year after year, Jews and Christians praying together with the Knesset's approval. We went to the President Rivlin's house. And it was a marvelous opportunity to meet him. We were in the room where he had entertained Donald Trump just a couple of weeks before. Just 1 week before. He gave us his story. He's like a grandpa. And his grandfather was a rabbi. They were living in Poland. And he saw when it came to be the year 18, I've forgotten what it was, but it was in the 1800s. And with the gematria of the numbers, of course, of the Hebrew year stand for letters, and the letters spell sound. And he knew that in the Bible it says there will be a sound of a shofar that will call the Jews home. And he said, though my family was very well-to-do and had it good at that time, my grandfather said, we're leaving all. We have to go to the land. I've heard the sound. When they got to the land, it was really hard for them. But they escaped annihilation. All of the family that stayed in Poland was killed. So it was wonderful to be there, wonderful to be a part of that prayer meeting. I wrote about this in a blog if you want to go to billybrim.org. But they opened it up with about 6 parliamentarians. I was glad to see there were parliamentarians from the European Union there who are Christians. They said, we're not many, but we do meet to pray. And they had each one of them read a Bible verse. And then they had, and other parliamentarians were there as well from other nations. And then they had people to pray, 6 people to pray a 30-second prayer. I was one of those, and I thought, ooh, what can we do in 30 seconds? But God anointed it. And then after some music and after some more 30-second prayers, Michelle Bachman got up. They had given her 20 to 30 minutes to speak, but she didn't speak, give a speech at all. She just started praying. You remember, she's the former congresswoman from Minneapolis. She had graduated from ORU, and she had been she'd lived in a kibbutz for a couple of summers, I think it was. And she got up and prayed, and when she prayed, the Spirit of God fell on that place. I walked out with the CEO of CBN, who is Mr. Little, and Michael Little, and he said to me, at last I've been to a prayer breakfast where there was really prayer. It really was. God just so anointed it as we prayed for Jerusalem, and you were praying too. And he anointed our prayers, and we believe for those wonderful things that God has promised to come to pass and for our nations to bless Israel. We got good news from one of our approvals from Migdal Arbel. Ronnie Levy, in his message to me online, wrote, one more big leap. They agreed to accept our traffic survey and approved it officially. This is making me even more relaxed than I was last week. This was required before Ronnie could ask for the property to be replatted into one tax ID. you know, we've bought pieces of land. We now have 3 acres. And so today, June 21st, is a big day, but we believe that we've got what we needed today out of them, and that we believe God's hand is on it, and that we should have some other, even right now, zoning come through today, and then other things that we need. Bless the Lord. I have, this one's kind of a little challenging for me to get over to you, but I guess I'll just tell you how it happened. There is a friend of mine who has visions, and I know they're prophetic. And he's actually the former Muslim that I've been telling you about. When I got back from Israel, I got some emails from them. And one, he'd had an open vision regarding an explosion of a tall building in New York City. And he had the feeling, this was on June 18, that it might be a week or 10 days window of time for prayer. The Lord didn't tell him that. He had just had that feeling. Now, on the same day, the Lord showed him an attack in Paris in a vision. And then the next day it happened in Paris. A suspect who tried to attack security forces on the Champs-Élysées shopping district in Paris Monday afternoon when he rammed his car into a police van, had a rifle, I think it was an AK-47, and explosives in his vehicle, French investigators said. But that was far less than what it could have been with explosives and what he intended to do. So this piqued my when I saw that the Paris attack happened, then I thought we'd better go after this New York City thing that he has seen. I know we have people here in New York on the line, but in a way, New York City kind of belongs to all of us. So we're all going to, it's a great icon, it's a great city for us, and we're going to pray. Now, I'm going to use the Amplified translation of Hebrews 4:13. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Now, I expect never to hear anything about an explosion of a tall building in New York City, because we're going out after it and we're asking God, Holy Father. Hebrews 4:13 says, not a creature exists that is concealed from your sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Oh, Holy Father, in the name above all names, if you gave this vision, then you want it stopped. And you have given it to a man on earth who has given it to us, and we are hereby lifting it up right now. We're asking you, wherever this plot is being hatched, in whatever room, in whatever secret place, we're asking you to go in and undo it. We're asking you to send angels. Angels, go forth. Aramasita donde hi sabara dande di kaladanda. Blow up this plan before it can affect any man. We ask you for it. We believe you for it. Isandala moho sabra nadakalatara gondandere gohushete. And now we give ourselves to praying in the Spirit about it. Isoto na mahasita. We know you tried to warn people, Lord, before 9/11. But we pray this isn't to that end. We pray that it won't depend upon a warning to people to get out, but it can be stopped. Ishondo boho sabra ti de cobrate vresando no humbabi de colande. We shall not lay this down, Lord. We shall not lay this down. Isabratote hivrabrakalatino undalebresata. Hishano, hishano, hishano. Ke malatonia nikaladavra de lohosabrati dico obe de calandia de kotashka. Father, we would like to hear that it was found out, but we don't have to. We don't have to hear it. But we just do know that we have brought it to the throne of grace. We have brought it to you, Holy Father, to you, Wonderful One, in the name above all names. Now we're going to take that up again in our noon prayer today. But don't let it go. Pray in the Spirit till we feel. Someone said, how do you know when you've prayed enough? You'll reach some victory. You'll have a song, or you'll have a sense that you got it. So we're going to keep this going, and we're going to make sure we get it. We'll be praying about it at noon today. I want to thank you, too, for continuing in prayer about Migdal as we come right now to some very, strategic times. These are our Migdal scriptures that we're standing on. Maybe you could write them down and stand on them with us. As you pray about Migdal, lift these scriptures to the Lord. Psalm 127:1, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. That's Psalm 127:1. Now here we have Proverbs 10:13, then Proverbs 24:3 and 24:4. I put the three together. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. I appreciate your prayers for Migdal. And I want to ask you to pray for the Cerrone family. I heard that Julie just did a great job when she had this prayer for me when I was in the air, I think, both times, or couldn't do it. And Julie and Ethan is our U.S. project manager. And Julie, of course, is involved in everything of this very heavily and so knowledgeable of Israel. I want you to pray for that family and their daughter particularly. Lily is living in Israel and going to school there. And I just want to lift her up right now. It's not the easiest thing to leave your daughter in Israel. It's not the easiest thing for a little girl, really. She's just out of high school. This, I think, is her second year in university there. But let's just pray for her. Father, we just lift up Lily. And I'm asking you to give her the spirit of wisdom and revelation in every day that she walks in that land. We trust you for her safety in all ways. Her safety for her body. Her safety for her mind, Lord. Her safety for her spirit. I've lived over there and I know the challenges that are just in the air that can bombard your mind. And so, Father, in the name above all names, we just thank you for taking care of that precious little girl and for using her. You've used her, Lord, in videos. You've used her, Lord, and she has to walk with wisdom in these areas with these rabbis. I just thank you for what you've done already, and thank you what you continue to do for Lily. Praise the Lord. And then I want to remind you that we've got some very important things coming up for Israel. One is the CUFI Summit, the Christians United for Israel Summit, which is taking place in Washington, D.C., July 17 and 18. This is what they put online. Please join us in our nation's capital to stand with Israel and the Jewish people. Your personal visits to your elected officials' offices in D.C. will make a strong impact on behalf of Israel and the Jewish people. In just 2 days, you will receive a master-level knowledge of the most up-to-date state of affairs in Israel and the Middle East from some of the most compelling experts in the field. Of course, if you've been there before, you know how they have everyone for us to sit and listen to and hear what's really going on. And this year, we're going to have, for our Night to Honor Israel, we're having Vice President Mike Pence speak to us. So this is a really important time to stand with our current administration and say to them, we appreciate what you're doing for Israel. Now, that's 17 and 18. And you can go online to CUFI Summit 2017 to register. But I want to tell you about the Daughters for Zion National Prayer Conference, which is the day before. Sunday, July 16, the national director is Lynn Hammond, and she's hosting an all-day prayer conference, of course, along with Diana Hagee. And on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Renaissance Hotel, Lynn will be teaching, Pastor Cheryl Morrison, who's such a supporter of Israel from Colorado and so knowledgeable, and then myself will be teaching 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. sessions. And then that night, there will be a praise service and a prayer service when we all pray together. And we say Daughters for Zion, but I'd say that we have, I don't know, at least a fourth of the congregation are men. And so we invite you to be a part of that. Now, there have been some things happening in Washington, D.C. We know that at that baseball game where we, where the Democrats and the Republicans were going to show unity, that someone shot one of our senators. And this is a horrible, terrible thing that happened. And the Washington, D.C. needs to know the authority of the believer. You in Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, around there. The Lord put it on our heart to come as close to Washington, D.C. as we could get and have an authority of the believer conference. This conference will be August 18 through 20 at the Seeds of Greatness Bible Church, 828 Frenchtown Road, Newcastle, Delaware. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447 for information, or go online to billybrim.org. We would like you to register for the conference. It's free, but we want to know you're there, and we want to know you're coming. Now, that's going to be August 18 and 19 at the church, and then 20th on the morning I'll be speaking at the church, Seeds of Greatness Bible Church, and the 20th in the evening at 7 o'clock, we're going to the mall, and we're going to gather there at the Washington, at the National Mall. We're right now dealing with a committee on where we will hold this, but as of yesterday, a place opened up that we think is just the right place. It's near the Washington Monument, and you can see both the White House and the Capitol from this spot. We want to take our authority in the heavenlies. We do need you to register online for this Washington on the Mall, because we're going to have a little packet for you. And we're going to greet there at, first of all, prayer gathering at the National Mall. First of all, you know, we pray for our leaders according to 1 Timothy Chapter 2 and verse 1, where God says, first of all, many of you have called in and you joined the first of all campaign, and I am so thankful for that. So we want you to be with us on the mall at August 20th, and this is 7 p.m. On the mall, we're gonna be coming online some exact information about this very, very soon. So stay online with us. Stay hooked up with us on Facebook or at our webpage, billybrim.org, to find out more details. We need you there, as many as we can get. We know it's going to be hot in August. We're going to have water. We're going to have porta potties. And so we're going to be taking care. And we also have a special packet for you. So please register for that, and please be with us at the Authority of the Believer Conference. All of us, Washington, D.C. is our national headquarters, you might say. It's our national capital, and we all have authority on it every single day. But you who live in that area, you have habitational authority, and we're going to be teaching, and it'll be Chip and me, and Shelley will be there too, and great music, and we're going to be teaching and taking our authority in the heavenlies over that city. We need to come against, together, some of these terrible, terrible divisions and hatred. The demons are behind it. Demons drove that man who shot at the baseball game.
Demons drove him. And we, and if a demon is involved, we have authority over it. Demons want to divide. Jesus himself said, a house divided cannot stand. But we're not going to be a house divided. We're not going to do it. And we're going to take our authority every single day of our lives. You're going to sit in your seat of authority today, if you haven't already, over your own family. We're talking about not authority over the people, but authority over the demons in heaven. I know we're past our time, but let's do it together right now. And if they cut us off, you just continue it. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, our heart be enlightened, Lord, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your power, O Father, according to the exercising of that power, when you raised the Messiah, the Anointed One, from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion in every name that is named, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over the body, which is the church, your church, which is the body, the ecclesia, which is your body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That would be us, Lord, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins. But God, you are rich in mercy. And in order to satisfy the great love that you have for us, it is written in Ephesians chapter 2 that when you quickened him, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated him, you seated us in him. And here we are, Lord. Here we are, seated at your right hand. And I'm seated here in my prayer chair. And these others are seated, dear God, that have joined us from 43 states. We know we're representative of Belgium, Canada. Heavenly Father, we have authority over the demons that would trouble our families. In the name above every name, for everyone here, I join in agreement and for myself that spirit, soul, and body, demons, spirit of darkness, you listen. We've been translated out of your authority. We've been translated into the kingdom of the light, the kingdom of God's beloved Son, and you've been put under our feet. We do hereby declare today, spirit, soul, and body, each of these callers is under the blood of Jesus and you won't touch them. In the name, we come up for our families, my children, their mates, my grandchildren, their mates, where applicable, my great-grandchildren. Heavenly Father, we do come up for the good works that you've ordained we should walk in. Every person in this phone call is a call to prayer. Every person on this phone call has a path, a derrick they're walking. And Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will have nothing to do with our derricks today. You will have nothing to do with Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville. Bartlesville, our bookstore and ministry there, in Migdal Arbel, and we plead the blood of Jesus over everything and every mind and every person that has anything to do with that. You are hereby bound. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And where any two agree, here we are agreed. I'm agreed with every person on this line that you have nothing to do with us today. In the name above all names, we pray. And give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom. Maybe you can join us at noon today. But until next week for sure, shalom, shalom.